Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Unfollowed, how to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and today we're diving into a topic that's been holding so many of us back, perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this impossible ideal? Like every project, every interaction has to be flawless. You know that feeling when you spend hours agonizing over a single email or editing a social media post until it feels like your brain is melting? Trust me, I've been there. I used to think perfection was the key to success, happiness, even love. But guess what? It's a total myth. And honestly, it's exhausting and keeps us from truly living our lives. So, let's break down five crucial things to know about letting go of perfectionism, because you deserve to feel liberated, not imprisoned by your own expectations. First up, perfectionism isn't about being amazing, it's about fearing failure. Think about it, behind that shiny facade is often a deep-seated fear of messing up. This fear can paralyze us, making it hard to even start things because we're terrified of not getting them right. Next, perfectionism sets unrealistic expectations, which are impossible to meet. Seriously, folks, nobody's perfect. We're all human, with flaws and stumbles along the way. Trying to live up to this unattainable standard only leads to frustration, disappointment, and a whole lot of self-criticism. It's like trying to climb a mountain that keeps moving, you just keep getting closer, but never reach the top. Third, perfectionism steals your joy. You know those moments when you're completely absorbed in something, feeling flow and pure enjoyment? Yeah, perfectionism can suck those moments right out of existence, because it's all about control and outcome, not the process itself. Remember that time you spent hours agonizing over a painting only to end up hating it? That's perfectionism at work. Fourth, perfectionism keeps you stuck in your comfort zone. Remember that saying, the only way out is through? Well, striving for perfection often means staying safe and avoiding risks because we're afraid of looking imperfect. But growth happens outside our comfort zones, that's where the real magic lies. And finally, perfectionism is a learned behavior, which means you can unlearn it. This isn't about settling for mediocrity, it's about embracing progress over perfection. It's about celebrating your wins, learning from your mistakes, and showing up authentically. Think about that last project where you felt pressure to make it perfect. Did the constant striving actually lead to a better outcome? Or did it drain your energy and creativity? I bet you're nodding your head right now, because we've all been there. Let's say you're planning a dinner party, you want it to be amazing, but perfectionism might have you stressing about the menu, decorations, and every little detail. You could end up spending weeks agonizing over recipes and buying fancy tableware that you never use again, just because it has to be perfect. But what if you relax a bit? What if you focused on creating a warm and welcoming atmosphere instead of obsessing over every single element? Maybe you choose a few simple dishes that you enjoy making, focus on creating a cozy ambience with candles and music, and let your guests know that the most important thing is to relax and have fun. You might end up having the best dinner party ever because you were present and enjoying the moment instead of chasing an impossible ideal. So remember, letting go of perfectionism doesn't mean settling for less, it means prioritizing joy, authenticity, and progress over pressure. It's about embracing your imperfections, celebrating your wins, and showing up in the world as your beautifully imperfect self. Ready to ditch the constant striving and embrace a more fulfilling life? Here's what you can do today. First, identify one area where perfectionism is holding you back. Maybe it's work, relationships, or even hobbies. Then, challenge those unrealistic expectations. Are they truly necessary? Can you adjust your standards to be more realistic and kind to yourself? Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Let's keep the conversation going on social media using #unfollowedpodcast. And remember, you are amazing just as you are. Keep shining, beautiful souls, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.